WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Matt Gaetz resigned from the House hours after President-elect Trump announced him as nominee to become Attorney General. ABC's Jay O'Brien has more.
The House Ethics Committee doing its own investigation into Matt Gaetz and allegations that he facilitated the sex trafficking of a 17-year-old girl and other allegations. Dick Durbin, the current chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, who will no longer be the chair come January when Republicans take control of the Senate, has called on the House Ethics Committee to hold on to its report, to transmit it over to the Senate so that they can review it if Gaetz genuinely does go up in front of the Senate to be considered for the nomination.
In Los Angeles, the FAA says it's investigating a small plane that went down in a field and landed upside down. The pilot reported engine issues after takeoff. LA fire officials say two on board made it out, injuries unknown. Fire crews continue to battle blazes in New York City and New Jersey with drought conditions and winds fueling the flames. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Raymond Newpert. A Waukesha County mother is accused of leaving her son on the side of a freeway. Ted Allen has an update.
Flor Escalante is accused of dropping the 12-year-old off on I-94 last week following an argument over his grades. After making her son get out of the car, she drove off. Court records say Escalante told police she did it because she felt her son didn't appreciate all she did for him. She's charged with child abandonment and neglecting a child.
After an outcry from parents at the school board, school leaders in Kenosha want to secure all of the doors at all of their schools. This is after a 13-year-old showed up at Roosevelt Elementary with a suspicious bag and a suspected rifle last week. Channel 12 last night reported that seven schools in Kenosha do not have secure doors like those at Roosevelt. And there will be no major cuts in Milwaukee County. For now, Executive David Crowley signed a new $1.4 billion spending plan yesterday. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Stuck under overcast and cloudy skies today, but temperatures remain mild. Highs reaching the low 50s and overnight lows staying above freezing to the upper 30s. Tomorrow's the day the sunshine makes a return, and high temperatures stick with where they are in the low 50s. For fall and winter getaways, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. ExploreAlex.com. Currently, it's 45.
99.7
Bye.
99.7 Max FM. Don't forget our big deal of the day, and our big deal store is 50% off a certificate towards any class at Brushes and Bubbly. That's a $25 certificate. Yours, just $12.50. Another great idea for a stocking stuffer this holiday season. Shop before they're gone. Get them. The deals only last one day. So it is the deal of the day in the big deal store. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com and save.
And more. power of love.
99.7 Max FM.
In the sun, darling, only the good die.
city. I'd rather laugh with the sinners and cry with the saints. The sinners are much more fun. You know that only the good die young. Will be the one. You know that only the good die young. Tell you, baby, you know that only the good die young. Only the good die young. Only the good. Only the good die young.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Well, it is National Pickle Day today. I used to love eating pickles. Can't really do that so much anymore because, well, the doctor has said, based on my history of kidney stones, you should try to reduce your salt intake, among other things. So that's a no-go for me. But my wife is a pickle fanatic. Do with that info what you may. I don't know. Just make sure to keep your head out of the gutter, though, will you?
Max FM Sports.
Week 11 of the NFL season kicks off tonight in Philadelphia, where the Eagles host the Washington Commanders. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Eagles have a half-game lead on the Commanders atop the NFC East heading into tonight's action. Packers back in the practice field today. Matt LaFleur has changed his schedule this week, getting his team in and out about an hour earlier every day.
I think that's pretty typical, I would say, for this time of the year. When it gets dark here at like 3:30, 4 o'clock, you try to get them out of the building a little bit earlier. I'm not a big fan of the whole daylight savings, so not that anybody cares, but it does affect your body and how dark it gets here.
Packers and Bears kick off at noon on Sunday in Chicago. The football Badgers have one more day of work as they get ready to take on top-ranked Oregon in Big Ten action on Saturday night. That one kicks at 6:30 in Madison. Badger women's volleyball team is out west this weekend. Wisconsin starting with a Big Ten matchup at USC tonight. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
We'll be right back. it hot tonight. I can barely see the road from the heat coming up. Reach down between my legs. Ease the seat back.
She's my name.
If you're listening today at work, why don't you let us know where you're hearing us? Send us a text message to the Civic Media app. Download Civic Media and find Max FM. Use that text feature to say hi to us. Blondie is on now. It's 99.7 Max FM.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
We'll be right back.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's time once again for the annual Baraboo Holiday Fair and Fundraiser. This will be happening on Saturday, November 23rd from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. The event is going to be at the Baraboo Arts and Banquet Hall at 323 Water Street in Baraboo. It's going to feature over 60 vendors, crafters, artisans, and practitioners. A free gift will be given to the first 50 adult customers through the door. There's also going to be door prizes, a silent auction, and raffle for Bullies and Friends Pet Rescue. Treat yourself to refreshments available on sale and special entertainment by Ted Hawkins. Again, swing by the Baraboo Holiday Fair and Fundraiser. This is happening on Saturday, November 23rd, and walk away with a full heart and some great holiday gifts. And also on that same Saturday, November 23rd, from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m., it's the Dear Widows Weekend Craft Fair at Trinity Lutheran Church and School in Wisconsin Dells. Again, this will be taking place from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. And on both Friday, the 22nd of November, and the 23rd, it's the Holiday Craft Fair in Portage, previously held at the Saddle Ridge Clubhouse. This is going to be now moved to the Bethlehem Lutheran Church on Highway 33 between Portage and Partyville. There'll be lots of parking and 45 crafters on hand. It's open from noon until 4 p.m. on Friday, November 22nd, and then 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. on November 23rd. And that busy Saturday continues with the Portage VFW hosting their chili dinner. This will be from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. as $8 will get you a delicious bowl of chili along with cornbread and a dessert. And again, this will be supporting the VFW Post 1707. It's also where it's located, right behind Walgreens on West Collins Street in Portage. Again, this is November 23rd from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m.
It's a pizza party with the Dave Potter Blues Band this Thursday evening, November 14th, from 6 to 8 at Kona Michi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo. Enjoy a slice of Mama Mia's house-made pie while you listen to some down-home bluesy tunes. The Pizza and Potter experience is just $25. Enjoy a pizza buffet with salad and charcuterie and a house drink. Pizza, Potter, Pino, who could ask for more? Kona Michi Craft Bar is located in downtown Baraboo, where the cocktails, wine, and beer are perfectly paired with the exceptional music and art.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day, brushes and bubbly. Get in touch with your inner Van Gogh or Picasso and experience painting on canvases, wood burning, creating mosaics, and more at a new artist space between Baraboo and Wisconsin Dells. Ask them about public and private paint parties and find the joy in connecting with your artistic self. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com and purchase $25 gift certificates for just $12.50. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Stuck under overcast and cloudy skies today, but temperatures remain mild. Highs reaching the low 50s and overnight lows staying above freezing to the upper 30s. Tomorrow's the day the sunshine makes a return, and high temperatures stick with where they are in the low 50s. For fall and winter getaways, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. ExploreAlex.com. Currently, it's 45.
99.7 There is freedom within, there is freedom without. Try to catch the deluge in a paper cup. There's a battle ahead. Battles are lost, but you never see the end of the road while you're traveling with me. Head now, but there's no proof.
Crowded House, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM with Jay. Taylor Swift to come. Hey, I saw Taylor coming out of the Video Music Awards party recently? There was a video of her kind of stumbling out. People were giving her a tough time because it looked like she may have been intoxicated. It happens to the best of us.
A woman on the radio talks about revolution when it's already about you know it feels good to be alive. I was alive and I waited. I was alive and I waited for this. Right here, right now. There is no other place I wanna be. Right here, right now. Watching the world.
Watching the world. best 90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Your purpose
you're unbelievable.
Well, the good folks at People Helping People still running that 30-day fundraiser right now to support their Adopt-A-Family program, which provides food to low-income families for Thanksgiving and Christmas. Very, very good cause. Of course, you can make donations via three different ways. You can mail them to People Helping People at 805 Broadway Street, Baraboo. You can drop off your donation in the office drop slot there at their location. Or you can go online to phpofwisconsin.org. And they thank you for your support.
But people keep repeating that you'll never fall in love. When everybody keeps retreating, but you can't seem to get enough. Let my love open the door. Let my love open the door. Let my love open the door to your heart.
My love open the door. My love open the door. My love open the door. My love.
maximum music.